Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I want to share with you some of the economic insights from the week of February 8th through the 12th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen signaled that financial market volatility could delay interest rate increases as the central bank assesses the impact of the recent turmoil on domestic growth. European stocks advanced on Friday, and oil rose from a 12-year low. The Stoxx Europe 600 Index rallied from its lowest close since September 2013, following a sell-off that sent many global stocks into a bear market. U.S. stocks also halted a five-day slide, and oil rebounded to the biggest jump in 7 years. The S&P 500 rallied on Friday, trimming the loss for the week to less than 1% amid data showing higher retail sales. Despite all the volatility, one major player was notably silent. China's industries and markets were largely closed last week for celebration of the Chinese New Year. Last week's economic highlight focuses on business sentiment. The tightening of financial markets continues to hurt business sentiment. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index fell from 95.2 in December to 93.9 in January. This was the second decline in the last 3 months, putting the index at the lowest level since early 2014. The details were not overly impressive. The net percent of firms planning on expanding employment fell from 15% to 11%. However, many companies still are grumbling about finding qualified workers. A net 15% stated they plan on raising compensation this year, down from 21% in December. Expectations for the economy to improve remain weak, and the tightening financial market conditions hurt confidence. The Fed's move to increase rates could exacerbate those impacts. The expansion may not be in jeopardy, but downside risks have increased. On the international front, Germany's GDP expanded 0.3% in the final quarter of 2015, showing resilience despite an emerging market slowdown and heightened concerns about global growth. However, German business confidence has fallen the last 2 months, and the European stock market is down to levels last seen in 2013. Despite the global slowdown, domestic consumption has been holding up. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with January producer prices released on Wednesday, February 17th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Producer prices are expected to fall another 0.1% in January, the fifth decline in 6 months. Lower oil prices will be a downward drag, but service prices should show an increase. January housing starts will also be released at 8:30 on Wednesday. Housing starts likely bounced back in January. The multifamily component should provide most of the lift. The single-family sector is unlikely to see much of an increase due to permits staying behind starts for the last 2 months. Weather is a factor as the climate turned cold in January following a mild December. This could delay some housing activity. January industrial production will be released on Wednesday, February 17th at 9:15 a.m. Industrial production may have risen as much as a few tenths of a percent as cold weather in January will boost utility output. However, the key manufacturing segment won't see strong growth. A 0.1% rise would be enough of a positive. Manufacturing is weak, but faintly positive. Manufacturing still has to contend with a strong dollar, weak global growth, declining energy investment, and excess inventories. To round out the Wednesday of releases, the February NAHB Housing Market Index will be released at 10 a.m. The index probably dips slightly from the 60 recorded in January. Although the trend may be softening, the index should remain at a high level. And finally, January consumer prices will be released on Friday, February 19th at 8:30 a.m. The consumer price index probably fell 0.1%, but the core index should rise 0.1%. Year-over-year growth in the core services segment has accelerated the last few months, but the overall index is still restrained by falling goods prices, especially those for oil and other commodities.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.